Yes, indeed. You are back to the one and only Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by the one and only Veteran Rescue Mission. You'd imagine there'd be more Veteran Rescue Mission, but we're actually the one and only. And I'm Pastor John McClain of the one and only Veteran Rescue Mission, so I guess that'd make me the one and only Pastor John McClain here with, I guess, you would be the one and only Andreas Ruiz of the one and only I Believe in Myself.
Yes.
Wow.
You're correct.
There is a lot of uniqueness going on here. I feel like we have just like snowflakes and butterflies and flowers just all over the studio.
Yes.
As you can tell, I'm happy to be back.
I can tell you.
Yeah, man.
Glad you're happy.
Woo. It was just 6 days away from home traveling, Nashville, Atlanta, and Savannah, which it was great visiting family, and it was great traveling the world, the United States, and, mm-hmm. you know, proud of my wife and defending her dissertation, becoming a doctor in clinical counseling and supervision. So
wow.
Couldn't be a prouder husband for sure.
For sure, yeah.
But I am nonetheless happy to be back home, sweet home, Tucson, Arizona, where our country's capital, right?
I don't know, maybe,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I think so. That's where the White House is, right? Is it up down the street?
Yeah, it's around the corner, yeah.
Yep. Very good.
Down on the corner.
So, but this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if I did not give thanks to a very loving God that has guided me and continues to remind me. Like, funny enough, little story. Actually, I'm not going to pray. I'm going to tell a little story.
Okay. Yeah,
when I got home at 12 o'clock from my long day of traveling from Savannah to Atlanta, from Atlanta to Phoenix, Phoenix to Tucson, I just was stuck up, you know, just kind of processing the whole trip and processing what God wanted me to learn. And between 12 o'clock at night and right this very moment, I've cried 6 times.
Why?
Because just for happy things.
Oh, okay.
Like just feeling so
gratitude.
Thankful and blessed and so, you know, feel with awe with how far I've come in my life. And how, you know, how much I've suffered, you know, how I could have died on so many occasions, particularly like I've been to war, like the conditions in Iraq. I don't think people realize like the weather alone will kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's hot, it's cold, it's wet, it's stormy. It's got storms all over there. It's crazy going on out there. People shooting at you, bombs. It's like dead bodies. There's all kind of crazy stuff. Yet here I am talking on the radio, Mr. Radio Talk Show Man, with my buddies, you know, got little my books here and just so blessed to be able to, you know, live this life that I have to brag about, you know, an amazing wife that I'm sure brags about me plenty as well.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
So
it's good stuff.
So that's
gratitude.
Yeah. So that's my story. It's just,
yeah,
I cry and I admit it on the radio. That's how it works.
It's all good. It's good to cry, man.
Yeah. When's the last time you cried?
Yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it?
I was putting up a post I was going through some stuff that I was cleaning out some files in my videos that I had in my computer, and I found a video of Enrique Feldman, and then I and then my son. When I was typing up a message, I was like, I was going to put up a video of myself. And then I said, no, you know what? This video needs to be put up right now because it was a great message. And then my son, Andresito, got there and then he was like, what are you doing? And then I was typing up the message. And then I was typing up the part where, you know, he made me a better man, a better dad, a better husband. And all of a sudden I just started crying. And then I kind of was kind of thinking about holding back my tears, but then I've been doing this thing where I don't hold back and I just cry. Mm. And
nice.
And then it felt good. And my son would just stood there and he said, are you okay? And I said, yeah, I'm okay. I'm just a little sad right now. I'm missing my friend.
Mm.
And it was a very touching moment.
Nice.
It was a good opportunity to also teach him that, hey, it's okay if a guy cries, you know, it's not a big deal.
Yeah. I can't think of any time I saw my dad cry unless like something like crazy was happening. And it was just
my dad was proud of not crying. He was like, he would say, yeah, I don't cry.
Yeah. With my kids, like all of them, I moved to it in a lot of different ways, good and bad. Like particularly like my kids can hurt my feelings sometimes. Like grown men, like no one out there in the world can hurt my feelings. But my kid will say something that'll be like, You know, I can't believe you said I annoy you. How would you say I annoy you? Like, you should be blessed that I'm giving this time. I'm going out here. I'm throwing the ball with you for an hour. I threw this ball back and forth with you 800 times and I annoy you? Come on, bud.
I've gotten like, that one.
Yeah, yeah.
You're so annoying.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, but you know what's really cool is that it's cool to share this amongst two men because now we're like, oh yeah, we're not alone. Like, I'm not the only one because, you know, a lot of people try to make it like they're the perfect person or the perfect parent. And there's no perfect parent, you know, like you're not given a manual, like how to do things. And, you know, we're doing our best. We really are. And I think it's really important that we just make sure that we understand that those expectations that we have of them are not necessarily expectations that we should be putting on them because that's what we want for them. But then it's what do they want? That's where we need to meet them, you know, and kind of like in the middle of like, you know, it's a challenge, man. Being a dad is not easy.
I think this is the second hardest job on the planet, in my opinion.
What would you say is the first hardest?
Being a husband.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, being a husband, I mean, as much as being a father, like, you're there pretty much your whole life. But being a husband, you're right there.
Oh, yeah.
Your whole entire life. And, like, if you can't figure that one out, it like, really destroys everything
else. It does. It really does. Because, and that's what Enrique would teach me. He said, my relationship with myself is the most important than with my wife. Because if me and my wife are good, our kids are good. They're going to be happy. And then even... And it was so true, man. He was such a great example.
He was great.
He's a great example. Yeah, and I mean, that's why he's still an inspiration to me.
I mean, for both of us, I want to think these books exist. And even this, especially this children book exists because he did a children's book. And I was
you did a children's book?
Yeah. Like, whoa. And now people like do that to me. Like, oh, you did a children's book. Yeah, yeah.
Sam the Ant. My kids, every night we go to sleep, they say, tell a Sam the Ant story, because I always tell them a Sam the Ant story, and that was Sam the Ant, and they're always asking for Sam the Ant. It's so funny, man.
That's cool. Man.
But it's cool stuff. How, that's the beautiful thing about this, is like, we are going to live on through our books, we're going to live on through our videos, or whatever it is that we're creating.
We're just going to inspire the next group of people, or just other people around us that are even like older than us, that we inspire.
I mean, I've had people like that have told me, hey, you know, you inspire me, and it's a beautiful thing, man. Today, I had such a great day today. I've been having a good day today.
Good. Yeah. High five, brother.
Yeah, man. But let me just let people know what's going on. I have something great coming up in a week. I will be having the Blueprint on How to Turn Goals into Achievement Masterclass. It's going to be at the L offices. Thank you, Aaron Mendibles, for your support on that. And it will be at the L offices from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. It's going to be early Sunday morning. Then that way you guys can do your thing right after that. But it's going to be getting clear on your goals and dreams, overcoming any fears that are stopping you from getting to your goals and your dreams, creating a strategy and a plan of action. So when you leave that day, you are ready to take action. And I'm also going to be giving some gifts and there's going to be some prizes. So I would really love March 5th, 9 to 11. It's going to be on a Sunday. So if you guys can make it, I would love to have you there. There's going to be coffee. There's going to be some great company. People who are supporting one another.
I'm gonna be there.
I would really love to have you there. If you want, I can send you the link where you can get your ticket. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We'll be right back after this.
Man, it's just, I almost feel like I real soon want to throw in some more music in there to kind of make it a little bit more funky. But I mean, Beach Boys, they just know how to set the tune, man. You could just imagine back in the days, they were just Mr. Cools, just all of them. They were fun to hang out with, I bet.
I think for me, it would be like Queen. I love Queen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mama. I dig it.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't argue with you for sure. Yeah. Maybe let me see if they have some type of common
crazy
good.
Little thing called love. This thing, all love.
Yeah. No. So I say we continue our little groove.
Yeah, flow that was good.
Here, because maybe once a month we do a little segment like that, because that was definitely kind of dropping the truth bombs on the world, and you know. Enjoy, you know. We all need it. It's not enough that we get kind of this big dose of reality that helps you kind of recenter yourself and remind yourself you're a human. It's okay to be a human. And there's other good people out the world mm-hmm. in the world, so you don't have to give up hope.
Yeah. Back to life, back to reality.
Back to life, back to reality. So, this being the Common Good Radio Show, highlighting the good in the community, inspired by, you know, me and you both kind of just two faith agents, good agents that, like what I explained to my brother recently, I'm in hero work. That's what I do. My goal in my life is to be my children's hero.
Mm-hmm.
Point, period, blank. Mm-hmm. I want them to explain to their friends and their colleagues at school and, you know, people they know, this is my dad. This is what he does. He's my hero. He's a cool guy. He's the coolest dad. And so that's the type of work I try to do, the type of work that my kids go, wow, my dad does hero work. And cool. I think I feel the same way about you. I feel like you do hero work as well, where like we're out there trying to make people better. We're trying to grow the world where, you know, it's, you know, not the case for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know, I'm not really going to go into that too deep because, you know, everybody has their own ways they take care of the family. And I commend them all.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. And when you say, you know, interesting how you say that, you know, you want to be your kid's hero, but the person that I'm trying to like really make proud is that person 20 years from today. And I've been reading this book called Be Your Best Future Self Now. And this guy talks about how, what would your person 20 years from today be proud of you, what you're going to do right now? So like making choices, you know, like you get to make a choice what you're going to, you know, eat, or you're going to make a choice like who you're going to hang out with, or you can make a choice of like, if you're going to take action towards your goals and your dreams, and then 20 years from today, you know, you're 50, 55, 60 years old, and your 60-year-old is saying, good job, man. Like, wow, you did it. Mm-hmm. You made that decision not to get drunk. You made that decision not to go do drugs. You made that decision to start the business. You made the decision, and now you're like, wow, I'm proud of him.
Yeah. Like, it's interesting as you're saying that. It's kind of like, I almost feel like we're both describing this pin that's sitting on the table here, but I'm describing it from this viewpoint, or this vantage point, and you're describing it from that vantage point where you're like, oh yeah, it's sitting like kind of like 45 degree angle from me with the letters right at the top, almost at the very top. And I'm like, no, it's kind of actually, it's pointed to the back of me a little bit and I can't see the letters that well. And it's, you know, it's definitely, it's the same thing in regards to kind of, you know, this is the message, however you want to take it in, like just, you know, activate.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the cool thing about talking to different people is just you get different perspectives, you know, and you get different people that we don't have to agree. And it's okay to not agree, but it's okay. But the good thing is at the end of the day, we're friends, you know, we're not here to like say who's better than anybody or who's right. It's more of like, you know, hey, let's jam, let's talk, let's have a good conversation. How can we help people?
Yeah.
How can we help people that are listening? You know, and I think that's what we're doing. But the thing is that the difference is we're doing it.
Yeah. Do it now.
Oh, this is for you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yep. And actually to that point, just like around like how Mike, thank you again.
Yeah.
Being my kid's hero, like in the same, I am thinking of that guy 20 years from now, because like and hanging out with my family, or just like, ooh,
that's
broke
okay.
the old one.
I got another one.
And being around my, like just other friends and people that like I have to put some level of boundaries, or I have to put some level of kind of like protections on my for myself, because I've learned what, you know, what I sense is right and wrong, and what I want my children to replicate, and what, you know, I want them to learn. Particularly for me, you know, one of the big goals of my children is like, it's, I feel like it's either up to me whether they're going to be criminals or whether they're going to be the next president of the United States. And, you know, I take that duty really, really personal. And if I can be that model, then not only am I going to make be their heroes. I'm going to be making that guy 20 years from now proud, and my 95-year-old grandpa proud. I'll be making my 62-year-old uncle proud, my 15-year-old cousin, my 19-year-old cousin that's going to Morehouse. Like, it's just like, it's an all-encompassing thing. But certainly, I say my kids because, like, they have such a inside view. They get to see all mm-hmm. the muck, like, all the really, the crap. So, like, there's no putting on a show for them like I can for maybe even 20 year from now me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and then the show that you're putting on is just the doing what you're doing, because kids, they don't go by what you say. They don't go by, you know, what you tell them to do, all this stuff. They go by what you do, you know. They'll do what you're doing.
They go by, quote unquote, you can't see this in radio world, but video world, the rules. Yeah, which the rules are what you do. Like, mom, you're breaking the rules. You can't even the car, whatever.
You just, this morning, my son, he was, I told him, I was like, man, just stop being such a damn crybaby. And I was like, oh man, that's kind of rude. And then my ego got in the way, and I was like, yeah, you know what? Just leave it like that. But then, like, I kind of brought myself back, and I was making him a egg and a potato burrito, and I made it for him. And then he came over here, and he looked upset, and I said, you know what? I'm really sorry that I called you a crybaby. That was really out of line. I shouldn't have said that. And I gave him a hug and a kiss, and then I told him, you forgive me? And he's like, yeah. And then it was cool. We're cool. Mm-hmm. That's the cool thing about kids.
He's like, yeah, I forgive you, crybaby.
Yeah. Yeah. But the cool thing is that kids, when they live in the moment, they really, truly do. Mm-hmm. And when you say, I'm sorry in that moment, they're like, okay, no, that's cool. And then they move on. They don't hold a grudge. But if, let's say, you leave it like that, then they'll just remember that last thing that you said to them.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, and it's just like, you know, death or healing by 1,000 cuts or 1,000 kisses, you know. It's up to us as parents, or us in our relationships, like even me and your relationships. Like, we've had, you know, peaks and valleys in it, where sometimes we're flying high, we're just hugging and kissing every time we see each other. We're hanging around all the time, we're both growing and grooving and booming. And then sometimes we're distant. You know, we really don't talk that much, and like, we really kind of have to reconnect with each other. So,
but you know what? The cool thing about that is that even when we don't connect for, let's say, some time that we don't talk, when we see each other, it's like we never stop seeing. And that's a real good relationship, because those are the type of relationships you want to keep. Because when I see some people that I hadn't seen for like a month or 2 months, and then I see them, and it's like, hey, what's up, man? Boo? We just start jamming. That's a really good relationship, you know?
And we're blessed to have a lot of people like those in our life. But I mean, thankful, a lot of that speaks to our character, respect for people, loving people, you know, being those type of people. So
absolutely.
We'll talk about all that and more. We actually have Ron Arenas in the second half of the show on the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andres Ruiz of I Believe in Myself Coaching. He has Do It Now out on Amazon now. Amazon.com. And go to VeteranRescueMission.com and HomeCommunityServices.com to find more about the show and what we do.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show. I'm your host, Andres Ruiz, alongside the Pastor John McClain. And we have a great guest. And I've mentioned to John that, you know, just Ron brings a great, I don't know, energy. And he seems like a really good dude. Yeah. Ron Arenas. And
he may be completely secret and not a good dude at all, but he seems like he really is a really good dude. He definitely is not coming in. No.
Yeah. But yeah, I was talking to John about how I was at the Sands Club today, and I saw the coach, the new volleyball coach, Rita Stubbs, speak today, and man, very touching story that woman has. And she just talked about, she kept it real, like, whoa. And I connected. I loved her immediately. I was like, man, you know, you connect with people when they're like just so real, and they just like share their story. And I was like, this woman is amazing. I even gave her a hug. I was like, man,
It's called honest.
Yeah,
isn't it weird how simple it is?
No, it is simple, but not easy because, man, a lot of people have a lot of stuff that they've been through, and you know, it's. Sometimes it's hard to talk about things like that, you know?
Yeah,
and
trauma's real. Trauma's real, bro.
Yeah, it was a good story, man.
But
very powerful.
Yeah, but we have, easily becoming one of my favorite guests, and he's like guest co-host when you're unable to make it because you're out saving the world, dressing up as Batman, I think, sometimes that nature. And he's taught us a lot about cooling, heating, and plumbing, solar, about kind of like the routine upkeep of that stuff. He's been a reoccurring friend through the Arizona Sands Club, which I don't know how aren't sponsors at this point in some capacity. I'm sure they will be soon. We're actually doing an event, Business and Bibles Breakfast, the first Wednesday at 9 a.m. at the Arizona Sands Club, so you can certainly catch that out. But he is quickly becoming a pillar of Tucson in so many ways. But like we kind of talk about regularly, and probably will be the theme of what we talk about on the show today with him, because he's just a good character cat. He just really just is. And, you know, I'm sure that's for a lot of reasons that we'll delve into. But, yeah, we're blessed to have you here with us today, Mr. Ron Arenas.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. I love being here.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just, I don't know. It's like, I guess, just a quick jump back. Just, I'm curious about this. Like, what's your experience with broadcast, like as a kid or like growing up? Because you seem like you have some type of knack or some type of niche for it.
I don't think I have any kind of broadcast experience growing up, per se. Mm-hmm. But I did a lot of the production at churches that I've been at. So I ran the soundboard. I ran all the video. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So you're trying
everything.
To take Tom's job is what you're saying.
Doing camera. Yeah. I did all that
great.
Stuff. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stage lights and everything. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's definitely next time we meet, like bring the ideas of like how we can add on to either what we're already doing here at Common Good or the stuff that we're talking about in the future.
Sure, yeah, definitely.
Use those skill sets. Like God only gives us so many. It may seem like God gives us like innumerable talents. He only gives us so many. So you got to use
so
those
many,
bad boys.
So many minutes in the day.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, how did, you know, so it sounds like you grew up in, you know, with the church like at a very young age. How do you feel that just that experience working there with the church and those experiences working with, you know, whether it's the pastor, just people that were just guiding you on what to do? How do you feel that helped you in your life as you were growing up until now?
Right. Well, I don't think so much as a child. I didn't grow up that much in the church. Mm-hmm. It was when I went out on my own and we got married. Okay. That's when we really delved into the church.
Nice.
Yeah, it's definitely very helpful to have a church family when you're growing your own family.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the older pastors, you know, you can go and ask them all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially because they're parents also.
You're like, how do I stop looking at girls' butts? He's like, okay, yeah, I got the answer on this one.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure. Yeah. Well, that's radio friendly, right? Yeah, I think, I mean, it's just fair. Like, we're you know,
Tom's
people are
here right now.
Yes, he's like, yeah, he's Googling it.
Yeah.
It's funny. So, yeah, so, I mean, what are kind of to give I think that you've been my co-host since we brought in the theme, what's the good that you're doing in the community?
Right.
But I don't think you've actually answered that question yet, have you?
Oh, I don't know. When Brittany was on a few weeks ago, we talked about that.
Uh-huh.
Seems like her and I are at a lot of the same events.
Yeah, but she was in the hot seat, but now you're in the kind of back corner hot seat now. Like, what is, like, kind of let our listeners, like, give them an insight into your soul, like, what makes you tick in regards to, a piece of the philanthropic work that you do, which, I mean, it seems like it's, like, the backbone of not only you,
it
but
is.
Your business.
I mean, I believe that running a business, running your family, you know, it's all based on servant leadership.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so you do it by example.
Yeah. Lead from the front.
Lead from the front. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the church that I go to, they're very community service oriented also.
And what church is that? If you don't,
Vision Church.
Vision Church. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. Cause I definitely don't mind giving them a plug if you don't.
Sure.
Yeah,
oh yeah.
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 Sure.
By all means.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so we've done a lot of different community things, mm-hmm. and I just try to continue that, you know, as a business also.
Mm-hmm.
So we've partnered with Interfaith Community Services.
Yeah, nice.
And the chambers will do things, and the churches will do things, and we just try to get in there and help a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess kind of like, and in doing that, like, what have you seen as a response, like in people's response to you and your response to the way people deal with your business, like the way, like even I was explaining it to somebody, even from a scientific standpoint, like even the oxytocin release that you have when you like give somebody a food box or give somebody a blanket.
It's satisfying. It might be more satisfying to actually be the one giving the stuff out and serving someone
tenfold
than it is receiving it.
Kind of like the same with giving your children Christmas presents in regards to them. I mean, it's cool when they make those little cards with the noodles on it, all that kind of fun stuff. But when you give them that, like, I don't know, you know, for example, my kids, when I gave them their first pair of J's, when they heard from their friends how cool Michael Jordan's shoes are,
right?
Like, it was just like, man, it was like getting my first pair of Jordans.
Yeah.
So to be able to do that with the world.
Yeah. Yeah, it's outstanding.
Mind blown. Yeah, awesome. So, yeah, we'll talk about all that and more after the break. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rest Commission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz and Ron Arenas, my guest co-host very regularly with Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. And if you go to homecommunityservices.com and veteranrestcommission.org, you'll hear all about the shows as well as our awesome sponsors like Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. Hello, everybody. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rest Commission. We highlight the good in the community, which is like, it's such a blessing. Isn't it cool that we get to do a radio show, Andreas, that we highlight the good in the community?
The good in the community, yeah.
Yeah, Andreas Ruiz with I Believe Myself Coaching. You coach and speak publicly, motivating people for a living. That's what you do.
Yeah, man. I feel so blessed and grateful, honestly, to be able to do this type of work. I mean, I would have never imagined myself.
So what if like you went in a time machine and talked to you 10 years ago and was like, hey, buddy, one, put down those drugs and you're going to be doing this when you're 10 years from now.
I'd have been like, you crazy.
Yeah, get out of here, man.
That would have been me. Because seriously,
let me see that time machine.
Think about it. Like, you know, when you're in that moment of being lost and just don't care what anybody says, one year out the other, I was not ready for a message like that. I mean, if I would have seen myself 10 years from today, if I would have been speaking to my older self, been like, this guy's a joke, man. What the hell?
He looks so corny. Look at him. You cheesy McGeezy.
I'd be like, Charles Barkley, that's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, for sure. What about you, Ron? What if, let's go farther back, because I think you got a couple of years on me and Andreas. What if you went back 20 years ago and saw yourself and you said, hey, this is what you're going to be doing 20 years from now. What would you tell yourself?
Wow.
This is what we ask the hard-hitting questions here. I'm Brian Gumbel.
Like what I would do different or just...
Would you be proud? Like what would he say to you? What would he say? He'd be like, good job, bud.
Yeah. Like you've accomplished some
good
things.
What we're hoping you would.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. Because, me 10 years ago, when I'm 39, 29, I was, and I tell my brother this because I have a 30-year-old brother who just turned 30. When I was his age, I was homeless.
Wow.
I was living on the streets. And, granted, when I say that, like, that statement, that's loaded. So people think, like, you know, Hobo Joe with a handkerchief and a stick, and I was traveling on trains, but that wasn't really my experience necessarily.
Yeah.
But, and, you know, by the facts, I did not have, you know, a place to live. I lived in a park. I, you know, had a backpack full of property. And I really, you know, if I would have told me, hey, you're going to be doing a radio show, you're going to be married to a doctor, and you're going to be have this beautiful house, and you're going to be, you know, helping homeless veterans, running this tiny house village, like all this stuff, I've just been like, oh, you won? Yeah, okay, I could see that for sure, but I'm going to continue this party that I'm on first, and then we'll get to that for sure.
Yeah, and then just going off of that, I think it's also important that you visualize yourself 20 years from today, I'm reading this book called Be Your Best Future Self Now.
Oh, okay.
And he talks about how, what would your 20-year from today be doing right now? Like, you know, I'm 39, I'll be 59. And the decisions that I'm making right now are going to affect that 59-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if I'm drinking, if I'm eating too much, or if I'm not taking care of myself, that 59-year-old, and this is going to be hurting. The decisions I make with the relationships I have with my kids, with my wife, like, I see, you know, you're a great father, you know, that's something I really admire about you, man. Well, and, you know, I can see you're really close to your, you know, you care about your family, like always at the football games. I mean, mm-hmm. I admire that. So
yeah and that, he, like, brags about his son and stuff like that, but not in like in a way that it's just like a boastful
he's
way, but like, he's just like, hey, this is what my son's doing. You know, you could tell
him,
he was there taking him to the practices.
Exactly.
And he was kind of like, you know, there to like have his back when he lost the games or when he like was dealing mm-hmm. with the injuries and stuff like that.
Yeah. So. Well, that was one of the reasons that I started my own business, is because I went on every field trip with all three of my boys.
Mm.
Yeah. From like kindergarten on.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
See, and
so
then that's,
I just made that time.
That's awesome. Like yesterday I went on a field trip with my kids, with mm-hmm. my wife and I, we both went on the field trip with both of our kids to the rodeo. And those things are special, man.
Yeah.
I mean, just think about yourself, you know, 20 years from today, your 30, 40 year old kid will be saying, wow, thanks, Dad, for all the things. They'll remember you for that. So 20 years from today, they're going to be so proud of you, man, because you were there for them. And that's what you have to visualize yourself. 20 years from today, the decisions I make today for my kid, are they going to love me, or are they going to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and you've done that, man. That's why I really, when I see men like yourself, I'm like, man, that's a dude that I really admire, that I look up to for being the way
he is. The crazy thing about that notion that 20 years from you now, and even in connection to like we're saying how I want to be my kid's hero, and now I'm in the hero's business, we're talking about past segment, is like, I look at my ancestors. I look at my 95-year-old grandpa, my 62-year-old uncle, my 63-year-old dad, my you know, older cousins, and I go, oh, okay, that's me 10 years from now if I do this or this. Or my 95-year-old grandpa, who is a lieutenant colonel in the army, he was a tanker in an artillery unit. Pretty much lieutenant colonel is the second top from the army in rank, and he is 95, so he's served in the military right after World War II, and it's just like, just imagine what this guy went through, and he accomplished amazing things, but still, he's looking at me and saying, hey, don't do this that I did, because, you know, if you do that, you'll end up like this. And I'm saying, you're right. You know, I don't want to do this, even though I'm so proud to be your grandson, and you're 95, made to 95. It's like a billion, and you've done all these things, and you've raised all these amazing people, me being one of them. Like, yeah, I need to really budget myself and eat right and exercise regularly and not overdo it. And, you know, the litany of lessons that our family teaches us, the 20 years from now teach us. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, three of the things that you really have to look at for 20 years from now is your spiritual health, your financial health, and then your physical health.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And all three of those things will determine what you are in, you know, 20 years from now, 10 years from now, 30 years from now.
Yeah, that's powerful. What would you say has been, like, having that spiritual health, how has that helped you in your life when it comes? Because I'm sure that the spiritual health has helped you with financial health and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, how do you feel that spiritual health has helped you in your life?
Just helping you deal with things. And I remember one lesson at church, it's probably 20 years ago, but he was teaching on how most of the things in your life are just annoyances.
Mm.
And if you looked back, you know, 10 years from now, and you looked back, would that be something that you're all mad about that really changed your life, or is it just a stupid annoyance, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if it's something like cancer, then, you know, that's not an annoyance. That's a life-changing thing. But if someone cut you off in traffic, that's just an annoyance.
It
doesn't matter.
And it kind of goes in that notion of, like, there's the things you can control and the things you can't.
Right.
And if, like, do everything in your power, try all with all your might to change the things you can control.
Yeah.
And the things you can't control, those are for God.
Right.
Those are His.
Yeah.
And if you think you're so amazing and powerful that you can take on the powers of God, good luck. Yeah. But it probably ain't going to play out very well for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not smarter than God.
Yeah. As much as we all think we were as we were teenagers.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. When we were invincible and yeah, the smartest person on earth.
On earth. We're not. We had it figured out at 15 through 16 years old. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, for me, it took probably till 32. I outgrew that. Dude,
I feel you, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So I guess like to those, you know, out there, what advice would you give them? In living a healthy spiritual, physical, and financial life.
Wow. I mean, physically, you definitely want to eat right and exercise. Mm-hmm. And I think the earlier that you start a routine, the better. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I kind of, because I was so involved with business and raising kids and church and everything, that I kind of ignored my physical.
Mm. Interesting.
So probably through my 20s and 30s, I didn't really exercise.
And that's probably the thing people, like, they sacrifice the most.
Huh? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
All through your 20s and 30s, you said you didn't exercise?
No, I didn't exercise.
Interesting.
Yeah. I started exercising in my 40s.
Interesting. Yeah. Mm. Oh. And if you would have exercised in your 20s and 30s, then...
I think I would have been in better health. I mean, I'm in pretty good health now, but...
And that thing that, as you're saying that, I was kind of thinking, like... In a lot of ways, like that kind of that sentence here, I almost feel like I could put like a Ron Arenas quote. Hopefully Sean Campbell will grab this clip later of like the sooner that you start taking care of your physical health, the better that it'll play out in the long run. And the same could be said for your spiritual and financial.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Like right now, I know we're sitting down with Cody Peck and, you know, a handful of other financial advisors and putting together different life insurance plans and Roth IRAs and different trusts and mutual funds and those type of things. And it's just like, man, I really wish I would have did this back when I got my first job at right $50 and a
compound
CD
interest
or something exactly like that. And, you know, just imagine where I'd be now. And
right. Our company does offer a retirement plan, and we tell all the young guys, you know, they could be 21, 23, 25 years old. Start now. Just put it in there and just forget about it. And it's just going to keep growing and keep growing. Mm. And then when you're older and you need it, it's going to be there for you.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, and just that on like a much simpler premise, like I do that. I do a savings program with the guys that are in my program where I just have them give me a little extra when they pay rent, and I hold that for them. And then that when they get out of the program,
they got the
amount they need to put down on their apartment or to buy a car or whatever the expenses may be. So, or if they just need to pull from it when they have an emergency come up. So before we leave, Ron Arenas of Picture Rocks Cooling Heating and Plumbing, tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you and plug in with you.
Of course. They can call us at 520-440-4069 or picturerockscooling.com.
Nice. Well, cool. Well, thank you as always for joining us.
Great. Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Yeah. And I'll see you in a couple weeks where Andreas is sitting. And I don't know who we'll be interviewing, but I'm sure it'll be somebody better. Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with my bosom buddy, Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself Coaching at ibelieveinmyself.org. And sign up for his cool thing that I'll be at. Masterclass.